WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and ListenToTheRep.com presents Chris Ramirez on Baseball, an inside look into the 2025 University of Southern Indiana baseball team. Tonight's show was brought to you by Leroy's Tavern, Aza Pizza, Empire Contractors, by Lawn Masters of Newburn, Tri-State Roofing, and by Evansville Garage Door. Now live from Leroy's Tavern, along with USI Baseball coach Chris Ramirez, here is the voice of USI Baseball, Gene Worrell.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. How about evening? Hey, happy St. Patrick's Day, Coach.
Well, what, the Coach Ram baseball show? Hey, you got your green on?
I do, and I was hiding a little bit.
It's the
undershirt. No, it's the undershirt right here.
Well, I don't see no green.
So I'm all about the red and blue.
Okay, all right.
Red and blue right now.
That's fine. All right, so Coach Ram's here on his St. Patrick's Day here from Leroy's Tavern. Hey, glad to have everybody here. Nice crowd here tonight. And how about our sponsors tonight? Leroy's Tavern, Lawn Masters of Newburgh, Tri-State Roofing, A-Zip Pizza, Empire Contractors, and Evansville Garage Doors. So we're going to take a quick timeout, come back with Coach Ram. This is the Coach Ram Show, live from Leroy's Tavern on St. Patrick's Day. Great time here.
It's the bottom of the ninth, and your stomach is grumbling louder than the crowd. You need a home run, and we've got just the thing to knock it out of the park. A-Zip Pizza. With their delicious crust options, fresh toppings, and unique creations like their A-Zip Picks or Pizza of the Month, you'll feel like you just hit a grand slam. Step up to the plate at A-Zip or order online. Whenever you swing by, you'll be batting 1,000. A-Zip Pizza is a proud supporter of the USI Baseball. A-Zip Pizza. Create something delicious.
Hi, this is Matt Long, Vice President with Tri-State Roofing and Remodeling. Is your roof leaking or missing shingles? It could be past its life expectancy. Don't worry, at Tri-State Roofing and Remodeling, we have you covered. Whether you're looking for a roof that's dimensional shingles, staining seam metal, or any of our other options, our team is here to help you make the best decision for your home. A new roof can lower your energy bills, increase the value of your home, plus it will look fantastic. Visit TriStateRoofingAndRemodeling.com or call us today at 812-963-3130. Tri-State Roofing and Remodeling, your exterior experts.
Since 2007, Lawn Masters of Newburgh is the go-to company for mole patrol and lawn seeding. Additional services include fee and tick control treatments that will keep fleas, ticks, and chiggers out of your lawn. Need proof? Check out the Castle High School softball field, one of the most beautiful natural grass fields in the tri-state. Call Lawn Masters of Newburgh for all your commercial or residential lawn care needs, or visit them online at yourlawnmasters.com. Lawn Masters of Newburgh, be happy with your lawn.
Empire Contractors is a full-service general contractor with over 50 years of experience. Our competitive pricing and quality service have allowed us to develop solid client relationships with customers who return to us for their next construction project. Our hands-on approach of self-performing much of the projects helps us to provide our customers accurate estimates and meet even the toughest project schedules. Empire Contractors is a long-standing supporter of athletic teams in the Evansville area and wishes all teams great success.
Bel Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today. With Bel Air Land.
The normal people come home to is Evansville Garage Doors.
Heroes walk among us. That's right. They may look like ordinary people, but the teachers, healthcare workers, law enforcement officers, and first responders make sacrifices every single day to make our lives better and keep us safe. At Evansville Garage Doors, we want to say thank you. Right now, we are offering our Heroes Special. $25 off any service call or up to $250 savings on a new garage door. Choose from an incredible selection of styles, colors, and sizes of garage doors and all price ranges, all available in stock. For our teachers, healthcare workers, law enforcement, and first responders, you deserve it. Call the Garage Door Hotline at 402-DOOR or visit our website at EvansvilleGarageDoors.com.
The door more people come home to.
Hey, welcome back to Coach Ram on Baseball, live from Leroy's Tavern. Thanks to everybody for coming. on this St. Patrick's Day, a dollar Busch Lights. And this is all night long. Is that right, Nikki? Okay, then also on Thursdays and Sundays. So I want to thank Nikki and all the gang here. Johnny, he's here, and Lisa and all the gang, and a lot of, you know, a lot of friends here. And we're here with Coach Ram, and how you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, Gino. How about you?
Hey, how about that win last night?
That was a good one. That was good. Ooh, really exciting, exciting finish.
I mean, I wasn't there to call it, but I just imagine what I was said, right?
I wish you were there, Gino. I need to get you in the dugout, even if you're not calling it live. I just want to hear you talk through it.
Well, I don't know. If I'm in the dugout, I don't know if I could really – the FCC might get on me because I might say some stuff I don't need to say. But anyway, great win there against Murray State. And they've only lost four games. But let's just kind of talk about, you know, from the last time we were here and, you know, kind of where we've been, where we're at, and then where we're going. But right now we're 8-11. And we won one game out against Murray State, and the walk off last night. But overall, I mean, you're 8-11, so let's just kind of, you know, tell us what your thoughts are for the squad so far this season.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of positive things, and you know, I think the biggest thing is we're playing a really challenging schedule. You know, it lacks a little bit of the, you know, the Power Five. Like, we haven't played Tennessee yet. We haven't played Texas. Nothing like that. But all the teams that we've played are teams ranked in the top 100 currently in the RPI. They're the top mid-majors in the region. And I think from our program standpoint and for our players' standpoint, it's been really good to see where we stack up against, you know, the programs that have had success, you know, at the mid-major level. And, you know, honestly, you know, we want to win every game we play, and we haven't quite done that. So I'll probably never come up here and be satisfied. But, you know, we've played really well. We've matched up really well against every team on our schedule. And, you know, I think now it just comes down to, you know, getting over that hump and just learning how to, you know, win those tight games.
Well, like I said, we're 8-11. And so talk about that series out there, Oral Roberts. I mean, we played three games out there in Tulsa, pretty competitive. But what were the takeaways from what you saw out there against a really good Oral Roberts team?
You know, the first thing that I think stands out about that trip was, you know, to me it kind of felt like the first time this season where you know, we felt like we're, you know, hey, this is a real Division I program, and we're on the road. They put us up in a really nice hotel, casino hotel. You know, so right when you get on, right as soon as you get on, you know, into Tulsa, you know, you kind of feel a little big time, you know. And then, you know, they have a nice stadium turf. You know, they've got suites down the right field line, and, you know, they had a really good home crowd, you know, for all the games. And, you know, I think, you know, it felt big time. I think it was good for us. And, you know, we went out there and we threw the first punch. You know, they had won every Friday night of the season. They won Friday night at Arizona State. And the same kid, the left-handed pitcher that they had that beat Arizona State, we knocked him out after one inning. And, you know, we really took it to them and we set the tone. And, you know, I hate to admit this, but I think the bright lights and the big, you know, the big scene kind of got us a little in the nerves department. And, you know, we ended up losing a close one there on Friday night. And, you know, but in terms of, you know, getting our guys that experience, I think we needed to feel that.
Well, I mean, you look at the stats. And listen to this, folks. I mean, we're hitting, 312?
Yeah.
We're bombing them out. And, I mean, it's no secret that pitching is struggling a little bit. I mean, it's 7.32 ERA. I mean, it is what it is. But still, I mean, our hitting is outstanding. And I was going through all the games. I mean, we're 8-11 right now. And I was going through all the games, and I think maybe three quarters of them we have out hit our opponents. So it's you got that, and then you got the pitching, and that's the challenge.
Yeah, you know, it's baseball. It's a team game, and you know, when you hit, you know, sometimes you don't pitch, and when you pitch, sometimes you don't hit. And, you know, when you do both, and, you know, like on Friday night at Oral Roberts, it was our defense that let us down in that one. And, you know, from a pitching standpoint, we've gotten good starts for the most part. You know, and I think that's one of the toughest things. You know, everybody from the college level all the way up to professional baseball, are looking for starting pitchers. And I think we've got, you know, three or four guys that have stepped up and done a really good job in that starting role. And that's tough. You know, it's tough to be the guy that, you know, has to go through the opposing lineup more than once, you know, and that's kind of the definition of a starting pitcher. And we've got some guys that have done a really good job of that. We got to keep growing and keep, you know, getting better and staying consistent with those guys. And, you know, but, you know, like you mentioned, from a hitting standpoint, you know, we're batting .312. I think that's, you know, one of the top 50 in the country right now in Division I baseball. But the thing we talk to our hitters about is we're out hitting teams, but we're not out scoring them.
Right.
You know, and so ultimately the name of the game being a good offense is scoring runs. And we've done a good job of creating some runs and, you know, sticking to our approach. And I think now the next step for our offense is, you know, probably get in the gap a little bit and, you know, just, you know, continue to be a little bit more dangerous and get those big hits.
This is Coach Ram on baseball here at Leroy Stafford. And here's one thing that since I've met you back in July when you first came in here, and from what I've seen in the first 19 games, and your motto is, we don't quit. And I believe that. And it happened last night. I mean, we you know, first of all, we couldn't play the doubleheader at our place. We had to go over to Marion, Illinois, and we're going to play the OVC Championships in May. But we're going over there, but we don't quit. And that was something that really stuck with me when you said that, and that is exactly right.
Yeah, you know, if you followed, you know, and I know you followed that game yesterday, Gino, and, you know, a lot of our fans and families, you know, followed that game. And the whole day, it being a long day, you know, the bus was 8:30 a.m. leave, and then we get there, we play a game at 1 o'clock, and that one went long. And so the next game didn't start till 5, and it's a nine-inning game starting at 5, and, you know, obviously, at the end of the result is we won on a walk-off hit in the 11th inning, which is always a fun win and an impressive way to win. But for me, probably the biggest thing about how yesterday went was we were in a tight one. We were down one with two innings to go in the first game, and we ended up kind of losing track and you know, getting way off course. And you know, they beat us pretty good in that first game, and we were, you know, you're down after a loss like that, and you only got about 35, 40 minutes to shake it off and go again. And then they come out and score three in the first, and we look a little rocky in the first, and you start to think, you know, is this going to be one of those bad days? And to our players' credit, like you said, they never quit. You know, we finally threw our punch, tied the game back up in the second at 3-3, and then it was a back and forth, you know, real baseball game against another good program. And you know, thought we hit a walk off in the ninth, and they threw us out at home, and then we go extras, and you know, this is a tough call at first base that you know got a little interesting on the field, and they scored two in the 11th, and it feels like we're down again. And and our guys never quit. We go lead off double in the 11th, cut it to one, and we squeeze the guy home to tie it. And then the same guy that got the base hit in the ninth where we got thrown out got the base hit in the 11th for the win. So it was a good finish.
This is what I really like about this, folks, with Coach Ramirez and his staff, is that, I mean, he's not afraid to squeeze somebody in with two outs, two strikes. I mean, taking a chance. And that's what it takes. I mean, and I've already seen it through the first 19 games. Is I mean, you're going to have some calls where the opposing team is not going to expect it. And I think it's awesome that you're doing that. You got to take chances. I mean, this is D1 baseball, man, and you got to find a way to win games. And I think that's what you're doing right now.
Yeah, no, it's every win's tough. You know, there's not easy wins out there at this level, and you know. The way that we talk as a program is, you know, we're looking and we're watching the game as it goes, and we're looking for holes that we can exploit, you know, on the other side. And so, yeah, if it's, you know, obviously I like a home run as much as you do. And it'd be nice if we hit a few more of those. You know, but if we got to squeeze a run in or hit and run or run, if you put, you know, early in the season, I didn't feel like they were respecting our run game, and we stole a ton of bases early. And now you can feel it in the scouting report. And every team we've played for the last 2 weeks, you know, we watch video and their pitchers are, you know, 1-5 to home, 1-4 to home. And then when we get on the bases, next thing you know, they're a 1-1 to home. You know, now they're ready for us. And, you know, when you start to see the opposing team play different to a match us, it means you're doing something right.
Right. Well, man, I tell you what, we're 8-11 right now. I mean, I'll take it. I mean, I wish we were 11-8 on the other side. But, hey, we're here, and so far it's going good, I think.
Yeah, no, and that's how baseball goes. We're gonna even up, you know, and you know, we'll get back to that, you know, that 500 mark, and then we'll roll from there. And you know, you got a couple good ones in here that you're about to get on air. You know, you got Gonzo, who's been starting for us on the weekend, and McClellan, you know, two of our superstars, you know, here tonight that are going to come up and speak. But you know, we're out here on the west side, right?
Right.
And I figure we'll keep it with that theme. We got two West Coast guys.
Right.
They're not from the west side of Evansville, but we got Arizona and California with these two guys here tonight.
Well, we're getting ready to find out. All right, we're going to take a quick timeout. This is Coach Ram on Baseball Live from Leroy's Tavern on this St. Patty's Day, March 17th. Glad to help you.
Steps up to the plate, squares their shoulders, and looks the closer right in their eyes. Here comes the pitch. No, it's a lob. They asked if you wanted your pizza for here or to go. For here, of course. When you're hungry and have baseball on your mind, there's only one place that knocks it out of the park, A-Zip Pizza. Create your own pizza or try one of their A-Zip picks. Whatever you make, those slices will be going, going, gone before you know it. A-Zip Pizza. Create something delicious.
Hi, this is Matt Long, Vice President with Tri-State Roofing and Remodeling. Is your roof leaking or missing shingles? It could be past its life expectancy. Don't worry, at Tri-State Roofing and Remodeling, we have you covered. Whether you're looking for a roof that's dimensional shingles, staining seam metal, or any of our other options, our team is here to help you make the best decision for your home. A new roof can lower your energy bills, increase the value of your home, plus it will look fantastic. Visit TriStateRoofingandRemodeling.com or call us today at 812-963-3130. Tri-State Roofing and Remodeling, your exterior experts.
Since 2007, Lawn Masters of Newburgh is the go-to company for mole patrol and lawn seeding. Additional services include flea and tick control treatments that will keep fleas, ticks, and chiggers out of your lawn. Need proof? Check out the Castle High School softball field, one of the most beautiful natural grass fields in the tri-state. Call Lawn Masters of Newburgh for all your commercial or residential lawn care needs, or visit them online at yourlawnmasters.com. Lawn Masters of Newburgh. Be happy with your lawn.
Empire Contractors is a full-service general contractor with over 50 years of experience. Our competitive pricing and quality service have allowed us to develop solid client relationships with customers who return to us for their next construction project. Our hands-on approach of self-performing much of the projects helps us to provide our customers accurate estimates and meet even the toughest project schedules. Empire Contractors is a long-standing supporter of athletic teams in the Evansville area and wishes all teams great success.
The normal people come home to is Evansville Garage Doors.
Heroes walk among us. That's right. They may look like ordinary people, but the teachers, healthcare workers, law enforcement officers, and first responders make sacrifices every single day to make our lives better and keep us safe. At Evansville Garage Doors, we want to say thank you. Right now, we are offering our Heroes Special. $25 off any service call or up to $250 savings on a new garage door. Choose from an incredible selection of styles, colors, and sizes of garage doors and all price ranges, all available in stock. For our teachers, healthcare workers, law enforcement, and first responders, you deserve it. Call the Garage Door Hotline at 402-DOOR or visit our website at EvansvilleGarageDoors.com.
The door more people come home to.
Bel-Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel-Air Land.
Is that good right there?
Yep. Hey, welcome back to Coach Ram on Baseball, live from Leroy's Tavern right here on St. Patrick's Day.
Looks like everybody's having a good time. Right, and Andres, do you think so?
Yeah, now everybody's having energy's a good time. Up right here.
All right, how about our sponsors again? Leroy's Tavern, Lawn Masters of Newburgh, Tri-State Roofing, ASIP Pizza, Empire Contractors, and Evansville Garage Stores. So we have Andres Gonzalez, and, well, you transferred here from, what, 2 years at Gateway Community College out in Arizona.
Yep, that's correct.
So you're telling me that you came from Arizona to, I'll just say, Southern Indiana.
Yeah.
Is that a wake-up call for you on the weather side?
You'd be surprised. So actually out of high school, I attended the University of Sioux Falls in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. So this wouldn't be my first rodeo in the
right.
winter.
Oh, so you're a rodeo guy.
No.
Hey, I'm going to tell you what, Andres Gonzalez, and again, he's a transfer here, and you're from Arizona, right?
Born in Texas, but grew up in Arizona.
Okay. So let me ask you, why did you come here?
I haven't said this, but Coach Ram kind of reminded me a lot of my JUCO head coach, his mentality, what he wants to do. He wants to go out and play anybody, anytime, and he's always out there to go and win. And I've always wanted to be a winner, so, you know, why not join a guy that's always won wherever he's gone?
So that's a great answer, folks, by the way. Who closed the deal when they were recruiting you? What in your mind did you say, okay, this is my place? Who did that?
I'd have to say it was Coach Beasley, our pitching coach. He closed it down for me. He told me he wanted me to be the guy. He wanted me to come in here and compete for a Friday night spot. And, you know, that's all I needed to hear. I just wanted an opportunity.
Well, you're on a rotation right now. And I'm just going to go through your numbers. This is Andres Gonzalez. He has a 4.91 ERA and is still looking for your first win, but you started five games. And I think you're one of our frontliners with, you know, you and Kimbo and Yamada. And I think you've done a great job there. And, you know, the whole key is keeping us in the game and getting that start going five or six innings. And, I mean, I know that you probably think that, well, I need to be better in certain situations doing this or that. But overall, I mean, you know, you're one of the guys. And coming in here, Andres, I mean, everything was up for grabs. So what was your mindset coming in knowing that, well, I don't know if I'm going to be a starter or a reliever, a mid guy or whatever. What were you thinking?
I think that's where the JUCO mentality comes in. We call ourselves JUCO Bandits for a reason. We come in and take spots, and that was my mentality coming in. I'm going to come in, take a spot, and try to be that guy.
All right, so what do you wish you were better at?
Earlier and still, I'm going to continue being, try to leave our bullpen in better situations. I felt like that's one thing I struggled with early in the year. I was leaving runners on, putting our bullpen in bad spots, and, you know, I never want to put those guys in bad spots. I want to leave clean inning, bases empty, you know, where we can keep rolling, keep throwing up zeros.
All right, so you're starting the game. You're starting, correct?
Correct.
You know you're getting the ball.
Yes, sir.
All right, so what's the mentality for you when you know that you're coming into a big series? And we got one this weekend, the first weekend of the OVC. We're playing the Leathernecks, Western Illinois. Well, I mean, what are you thinking? I mean, you already got to know you're going to be starting, right?
Yes.
All right, so what's your mindset right now?
Just going in there, I just want to give us the best chance to win the game. I can care less how my stat line looks, as long as there's a win in that win column for our team. That's what's most important to me. You know, at the end of the day, numbers are numbers, but wins last a lot longer.
We're talking to Andres Gonzalez, and from actually originally from Texas.
Correct.
All right, then you were from Arizona. And now you're here in Southern Indiana, where it was like, what, 80 degrees last Friday. Now it's like 40.
Yep.
So how are you liking that?
No, that's a bit of an adjustment for sure. you know, one day it's nice and sunny. You can go out right. without any hoodies. And then next morning you got to go out and you got to go all coated up and try to bundle up. You know?
All right. So let's get to the personal side. And this is always interesting. All right, who are you living with?
I live with Cole Kitchens, Hiroyuki Yamada, and Justin Simpson.
All right. So how's that going?
It's going smooth. You know, we all get along. We all like to spend time with each other. Obviously, we're always at the field together. But,
right.
You know, even back at the house, we all hang out with each other. We're always cooking together. So it's always
so
a good time.
The house is here on the west side?
Yeah, it's actually just across the street, believe it or not.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
All right. So let me just ask you this. If I walk across the street, did you make your bet?
Yes, my bet is made.
Your bet's made?
My bet is always made.
What about Yamada and all those other guys?
I cannot confirm on that. I don't walk in on anybody else's room. I'd rather not.
Who's vacuuming the floors?
Me and Cole like to keep the house the cleanest. Hiro does it from time to time as well. But me and Cole try to keep it kind of shiny and kind of clean.
So you're telling me that you have a vacuum cleaner over there?
We do. We do have a vacuum cleaner. We don't use it much because it's a hardwood floor, so we mop a little more often than not.
So what you're doing is you're lying to me.
No, mop and broom. Mop and broom.
All right. So you're living over here across the street, and sounds like you've got your housekeeping under control. All right. Who's the head cook?
The head cook?
Yeah.
I'm big at home cooking. I would say Hiro. Hiro's probably the one that cooks right. at home the most.
And he's got a specialty or what's he doing?
You know, he mixes it up a lot. He likes his steaks though. He likes his steaks a lot though.
Oh, so he can. So if I ask him next time I see him, if he can fix it like a ribeye?
Yeah, Hiro.
And he's good with it?
Yeah.
So you've had that?
Oh yeah, Hiro's cooked for us before.
And you ate it.
I wouldn't say I've
eaten.
I wouldn't. No, I've never eaten his steak. He made smash burgers for us a couple weeks ago, and that was pretty good.
Smash burgers.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, all right. What are you studying?
I am a sports management major.
Okay. And how many hours do you have left to complete your degree?
I think I only have the fall semester left to complete my degree.
All right. All right. So. Athletically, are you like a senior, a junior, or what? Where are we at?
Currently a junior.
Okay. All right. So, you enjoyed your time here in Evansville so far?
Oh, yeah. It's been a blast. I mean, been fun. Been fun out there playing with our guys and, you know, getting after it.
What do you do in your spare time?
You know, I'm not big on going out. I'm a big Formula One guy. I like watching Formula One. But I'm really just baseball or nothing, you know. I kind of dedicated my life to that.
How many sports did you play in high school?
I was just strictly baseball.
Okay, all right. Then were you a pitcher and a position player?
Mostly position player, actually. You'd be surprised. My senior year, I only threw 4 innings in high school.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who do you follow on the big leagues?
I'm a San Diego Padres fan. Go
so,
Pods, Friar Faithful.
Manny?
I'm sorry?
Manny?
No, I'm a Fernando Tatis Jr.
Oh,
guy.
Yeah. He's the man. Yeah. You know, his dad used to play for the Cardinals.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, brother, it's glad to have you here.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Keep up the good work, and we're going to go to check out your house here after we get done. That's Andres Gonzalez. How about him? He is the man. And love what he's been doing here. All right, we're going to take a quick timeout. We're going to come back with another California guy, Patrick McClellan. This is Coach Ram on Baseball. Right here on the Ref, ESPN Radio.
It's the bottom of the ninth, and your stomach is grumbling louder than the crowd. You need a home run, and we've got just the thing to knock it out of the park. A's It Pizza. With their delicious crust options, fresh toppings, and unique creations like their A's It Picks or Pizza of the Month, you'll feel like you just hit a grand slam. Step up to the plate at A's It or order online. Whenever you swing by, you'll be batting 1,000. A's It Pizza is a proud supporter of the USI Baseball. A's It Pizza. Create something delicious.
Hi, this is Matt Long, Vice President with Tri-State Roofing and Remodeling. Is your roof leaking or missing shingles? It could be past its life expectancy. Don't worry, at Tri-State Roofing and Remodeling, we have you covered. Whether you're looking for a roof that's dimensional shingles, staining seam metal, or any of our other options, our team is here to help you make the best decision for your home. A new roof can lower your energy bills, increase the value of your home, plus it will look fantastic. Visit TriStateRoofingAndRemodeling.com or call us today at 812-963-3130. Tri-State Roofing and Remodeling, your exterior experts.
Since 2007, Lawn Masters of Newburgh is the go-to company for mold control and lawn seeding.
Additional services include flea and tick control treatments that will keep fleas, ticks, and chiggers out of your lawn. Need proof? Check out the Castle High School softball field, one of the most beautiful natural grass fields in the tri-state. Call Lawn Masters of Newburgh for all your commercial or residential lawn care needs, or visit them online at yourlawnmasters.com. Lawn Masters of Newburgh, be happy with your lawn.
The normal people come home to is Evansville Garage Door.
Heroes walk among us. That's right. They may look like ordinary people, but the teachers, healthcare workers, law enforcement officers, and first responders make sacrifices every single day to make our lives better and keep us safe. At Evansville Garage Doors, we want to say thank you. Right now, we are offering our Heroes Special. $25 off any service call or up to $250 savings on a new garage door. Choose from an incredible selection of styles, colors, and sizes of garage doors and all price ranges, all available in stock. For our teachers, healthcare workers, law enforcement, and first responders, you deserve it. Call the Garage Door Hotline at 402-DOOR or visit our website at evansvillegaragedoors.com.
The door more people come home to is Evansville Garage Door.
Empire Contractors is a full-service general contractor with over 50 years of experience. Our competitive pricing and quality service have allowed us to develop solid client relationships with customers who return to us for their next construction project. Our hands-on approach of self-performing much of the projects helps us to provide our customers accurate estimates and meet even the toughest project schedules. Empire Contractors is a long-standing supporter of athletic teams in the Evansville area and wishes all teams great success.
Bel-Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel-Air Land.
All right. Welcome back to Coach Ram on Baseball, Leroy's Tavern, St. Patrick's Day. Everybody having a good time? Well, it looks like it. I can tell you that. Patrick, where's your green at?
I got some on my hat, and then a little bit on my shirt under my sweatshirt.
Patrick McClellan here. I mean, is that a Irish name?
It is.
Okay. So, man, you ought to be
very
all,
much.
You ought to be all in.
Yes, sir.
Right. The Coach Ram Show tonight is brought to you by Leroy's Tavern, Lawn Masters of Newburgh, Tri-State Roofing, A-Zip Pizza, Empire Contractors, Evansville Garage Doors, and some programming notes. It's right. This show is Stan Gerard on basketball, and that'll be live from Trelawney. So I want to thank Jeff Gerbig. Is he in the house? He is a sound man tonight. I tell you what, you might have another career, buddy. You might be pushing Corey Clayton back at the station. Oh, he's mad, too. But he's a Washington Commanders fan, so you should be good. All right, we're going to go back to Patrick McClellan, and native of San Diego, California. So, brother, glad to have you here on the squad. And just kind of reflect on what's happened here since you came to campus back in, what, July or August of last year?
Well, it was a real whirlwind. Everything came together really late, so I just kind of said yes and jumped right into it. There was no real time to think about anything or kind of process what was happening until I was going through it day in, day out here.
So what brought you here?
Coach Ram.
Okay, so yep. Kind of take us through the recruiting process, you know, for a guy like you that transferred to USI. I mean, you were at, the Grossmont College? Where's that at?
It's in El Cajon, California, which is about 20 minutes south of San Diego.
Okay, so you're out there, and you're talking to Coach Ram here in southern Indiana, and geez, I don't know how many miles that is, but that's a long way from California.
Yeah.
And you're coming here, so what was that recruiting process like, and what was the closer that made you come here?
Well, after I finished up in the spring at Palomar, which is another junior college in California. That's where I was at last year. I went out to Texas for summer ball, and then I was just scrolling through my phone right before about 10 minutes before first pitch of one of our summer ball games, and I got a notification that Coach Ram had sent me a message on Twitter. And then we talked for a little bit on that and called me that night or the next day, and we moved real quick from there. I knew that this is kind of where I wanted to be.
So why did you think this is where you wanted to be?
Because I knew a little bit about – I had heard a little bit about Coach Ram before he had reached out to me, and then hearing him talk and telling me about where he saw this place going and how he was going to run it and what my future would look like here, it was pretty clear to me that this is the best opportunity for me to win and be a part of something that I'm going to remember for a really long time.
Well, we're talking with Patrick McClellan, and let's just look at these stats here, folks. I mean, right now he's hitting .308, and he has 7 RBIs, 3 doubles, and a triple. But and this is a guy that, I mean, we can't say what I have on my agenda here, but he's played a lot of positions. He's played third. He's played second. He's played the outfield, and now he's playing first base. So is there any position that you can't play?
I think that I've retired from pitching a long, long time ago. I don't think that's something I ever have an interest in doing again. So that's pretty much it, though.
Well, I tell you what, you're an all-around defensive guy. You're doing it on the offensive side also, and it's certainly been a pleasure to watch you. And this, we're talking with Patrick McClellan here, the native of San Diego, California. And I just get the feeling every time I see you play that, I mean, you're locked in every game on the defensive side. I've seen you make some unbelievable plays on the defensive side, but even on the offensive side. And I've been right behind the plate where I've seen you come up to the plate time after time. And it's just, you got that, you're locked in, you got that focus, and like every pitch and all that stuff. And it's just things that, I mean, me as an outsider, I love to hear. But I guess that's your mentality.
Yeah, I think kind of that does track back to the whole playing everywhere. That's really fun for me because I kind of have to stay locked in like extra because I don't know exactly what's going to happen until it's happening. So that really makes it fun for me to just get out there every day and enjoy playing. And then the rest is just stuff that's what I signed up for. So it's really awesome for me to get the opportunity to go do it.
Yeah, good point. It's what I signed up for because, you know, when you get to this level, Division I baseball, it's a job, right?
Absolutely.
And you think about it every day. You come in here and in July or whenever you came in, and it's a job from there on. All right, so you played these different positions. Mm-hmm. How many gloves do you have?
Right now I have 4. I'm trying to – I've been asking to catch a little bit, but that seems to be off the table for now. So that one hasn't – been brought out yet, but I got 3. I got 1 for the outfield, 1 for the infield, and for first base too.
All right. So, let me ask you this: do you let anybody touch your gloves?
Yeah. If they have to, yes. I mean, it's not the end of the world because I've had them for a while, so we're working with what we got, but
it is. The thing with baseball players that don't touch my bat,
mm-hmm.
don't touch my glove, don't touch my hat.
Yeah,
you want to give me a hug? Just give me a knuckle. I mean, you know.
Yeah, if some of them, for me though, at least that's mostly when they're newer. But I've had all of these for a real long time. So at this point, they're more so falling apart than they are brand new. So I just go out there and with what I got.
All right. Just like I asked Andres, I mean, who's your partners? I mean, who are you living with?
I actually live by myself.
Oh.
Yep.
Wow. So you're doing all the All the.
Yep. I got everything. I got everything squared away. Do everything all by myself. But I do live about 100 feet away from five or six other guys on the team, so we hang out quite a bit.
So you have your own space?
Yep.
And you don't want anybody in that space?
People come over. People do come over a lot, but
they have to clean up after themselves and all that.
Everybody's pretty good about it. Nobody really just leaves stuff out. Everybody does their part, so it's all good.
So if I go over your house, I mean, did you? Are the dishes clean?
Yep.
I mean, so if I go over there, right? I mean, after the show, you have all the dishes are done.
I got my breakfast plate from this morning that is waiting to be put in the dishwasher, but outside of that, should be good.
What's in your refrigerator?
That's a great question. A lot of meat.
What do you mean meat? I mean, like chicken or beef or little T-bones?
A lot of beef and then stuff for sandwiches, too. So, and then jelly, a lot of breakfast stuff, cream cheese, just stuff that I can make real quick before we head out for a road trip or anything like that.
So you wake up in the morning, would you have some, like a bagel or something? Or?
Yeah, bagel.
You're a healthy guy, aren't you?
I just like to eat. Whatever's quickest, usually.
Yeah, air fryer.
I do. Yeah, a lot of bacon. That's a go-to for me. I love.
You got a recipe bacon. Or something you can share with everybody here?
400 degrees for 20 minutes in the air fryer, and then I take it out and eat it. And then I eat it.
You write that down, folks.
Yep.
I mean, come on, give me something from San Diego that we're in Southern Indiana. I mean, what can we cook that, I mean, we go to San Diego to eat?
You gotta go out there for that experience. The best burritos in the world by far in San Diego, but it's not the same out here. That's the one thing that I do enjoy when I have been home is going to get some Mexican food out there.
Yeah. Well, San Diego's a beautiful area.
Obviously. Absolutely.
All right, what are you studying?
Sports management. Same as Andres over here and a bunch of other guys.
And you guys help each other in classes and stuff?
When we do study together, a lot of us do because we are together for so much time, so it's just super easy to bounce stuff off each other and stuff like that.
How many sports did you play in high school?
I played three in high school.
And what were those?
I played football, soccer, and then baseball.
What was your position in football?
I kicked because I played soccer. Soccer was first, and then they asked me to come kick and punt for the football team.
What's the longest field goal you ever hit?
Oh, we weren't very good, so I didn't kick very many.
Oh. All right. So we're exposed. All right. Did you kick off?
Yeah, but we like to do onside
kicks. Did you
have
shoulder pads?
They were really small. I think they were youth pads, but I did have shoulder pads because that's all I did.
Right. But you had a good time doing it.
Oh, it was so much fun.
Right.
Yep.
So you were that was just something you were keeping yourself in shape for baseball.
I was doing it because it was fun. They asked me to come do it, and they told me that all I had to do was show up and kick, and then I could go home.
In soccer? Was like a midfielder?
I was a goalie. I was a goalkeeper in soccer. Yep.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't surprise me. I mean, you're one of these guys that I can think that, just put me in there, nobody's going to score on me.
That was kind of what I wanted to do, but it didn't always work out like that. But that was the mentality.
Right. Well, man, keep up the great work.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. Love having you, man.
Thanks for having me.
Patrick McClellan, native of San Diego, California. All right, we're going to take a quick timeout, and we're going to come back with Coach Ram. This is Coach Ram on Baseball, live from Leroy's Tavern on this St. Paddy's Day, March 17th.
Steps up to the plate, squares their shoulders, and looks the closer right in their eyes. Here comes the pitch. No, it's a lob. They asked if you wanted your pizza for here or to go. For here, of course. When you're hungry and have baseball on your mind, there's only one place that knocks it out of the park. A-Zip Pizza. Create your own pizza or try one of their A-Zip picks. Whatever you make, those slices will be going, gone before you know it. A-Zip Pizza. Create something delicious.
Hi, this is Matt Long, Vice President with Tri-State Roofing and Remodeling. Is your roof leaking or missing shingles? It could be past its life expectancy. Don't worry, at Tri-State Roofing and Remodeling, we have you covered. Whether you're looking for a roof that's dimensional shingles, staining seam metal, or any of our other options, our team is here to help you make the best decision for your home. A new roof can lower your energy bills, increase the value of your home, plus it will look fantastic. Visit TriStateRoofingAndRemodeling.com or call us today at 812-963-3130. Tri-State Roofing and Remodeling, your exterior experts.
Since 2007, Lawn Masters of Newburgh is the go-to company for mole patrol and lawn seeding. Additional services include flea and tick control treatments that will keep fleas, ticks, and chiggers out of your lawn. Need proof? Check out the Castle High School softball field, one of the most beautiful natural grass fields in the tri-state. Call Lawn Masters of Newburgh for all your commercial or residential lawn care needs, or visit them online at yourlawnmasters.com. Lawn Masters of Newburgh. Be happy with your lawn.
Empire Contractors is a full-service general contractor with over 50 years of experience. Our competitive pricing and quality service have allowed us to develop solid client relationships with customers who return to us for their next construction project. Our hands-on approach of self-performing much of the projects helps us to provide our customers accurate estimates and meet even the toughest project schedules. Empire Contractors is a long-standing supporter of athletic teams in the Evansville area and wishes all teams great success.
The normal people come home to an Evansville garage door.
Heroes walk among us. That's right. They may look like ordinary people, but the teachers, healthcare workers, law enforcement officers, and first responders make sacrifices every single day to make our lives better and keep us safe. At Evansville Garage Doors, we want to say thank you. Right now, we are offering our Heroes Special. $25 off any service call or up to $250 savings on a new garage door. Choose from an incredible selection of styles, colors, and sizes of garage doors and all price ranges, all available in stock. For our teachers, healthcare workers, law enforcement, and first responders, you deserve it. Call the Garage Door Hotline at 402-DOOR or visit our website at EvansvilleGarageDoors.com.
The normal people come home to.
Bel-Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand in hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel-Air Land.
Hey, we're back here for the final segment. Coach Ram on baseball from USI. Yeah, I want to thank Neil Lynn and Nikki Lynn, the brand new owners of Leroy's Tavern. Thank you, sir. I know Nikki's here somewhere. And the former owner here is her mom, Terry Steele, and her husband, Sam. Thank you very much. But, I mean, this place and Coach Ram, this has been around for how many years? Like 50, 55? Where are we at? 55. I mean, come on. Somebody's doing something right here, right? 1970, Leroy's Tavern. This is my headquarters, and my wife will tell you that. And it's just a great place to be. And, you know, they've got the Busch Light specials on Sunday, Monday, and Thursday. And they got lunch specials. I mean, the pizza's fantastic, right?
Yeah, Gino, I just ordered two pizzas to go. And, you know, I hear the tenderloin. Everybody's talking about the tenderloin tonight.
Right. Yeah. This is them over here.
Yeah, this is my kind of place for sure. Yeah, we need to get the whole team in here. That's what we got to do next. This area back here is
And that's going to be April 7th, by the way, is going to be the next time we're going to be here.
We'll get the whole team out for that.
Yeah, we're going to do that. So, all right. So, Neil, you got that handled? All right, he's got it. All right. Leroy's Tavern again, Lawn Masters of Newburgh, Tri-State Roofing, AZIP Pizza, Empire Contractors, and Evansville Garage Doors. So, all right, so we've heard from Andres Gonzalez and Patrick McClellan in these. You know, here's something, Coach, that
Any of your guys that I've spoken with, I mean, they're top notch. I mean, they represent themselves well, and they're polite, in all the stuff that you like as an outsider for me. Hey, thank you, sir, and this and that. But I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, Gino, you know, recruiting is a never-ending thing, and obviously we've talked about, you know, how unique this situation was with only six or seven players on the roster in mid-July, and, you know, so for us to go and, you know, put together this team, what was a very interesting challenge, task, and, but, you know, one of the things that, you know, that me and my coaching staff, you know, we believe in, we're looking for talented players, but honestly, if we don't like a player on the phone or when we meet them, you know, we don't move forward with the offers, you know, and we spend so much time together, you know, our coaching staff and our players, you know, every single day at practice, you know, before practice, after practice, on the road, hotels, buses, you know, I don't have much time. Life's short. I don't want to be around people that I don't like. And I know if I don't like them, then they're probably not going to like each other when they're here either. So, we had awesome players, you know, you've met my coaching staff, you know, great coaching staff. And, you know, I think every day, you know, we want to be excited to go out to the field, not, oh man, I got to be around those guys again. And I think, you know, that's how it is with us right now.
Well, that's one thing. We're talking, Coach Ramirez here, Coach Ram on baseball from USI. One thing that I've seen, with this team is there's a togetherness of we're all in it. And, you know, it doesn't matter if we got beat 17-6, which we did here against Murray State this past weekend.
I think that's a typo, Gino.
Yeah, no. Right. I was hoping it was too, to be honest with you. But you know what? We come back. We don't quit. And these guys, they come back the next day, and it's all right. We're all in. We're going out there to compete. And I mean, I love that as far as what you're doing, and that just that togetherness is something that's really stuck in my mind as far as what you have brought to the table here since July when you came in. With man, you know, I mean, and, you know, this the 29, 30, 31 new players. I mean, that's forget about that now. This is a team, and I think what you're doing here with all these guys coming together. And just like McClellan and Gonzo here, and you know, you can just tell talking to them. I mean, you know, they're in it. I mean, it's we're here to win, and nothing else gets in the way.
Yeah, I think you know, and that's the common goal. You know, and when everybody can you know put that at the forefront of what our mindset and you know, I call it kind of our lens. You know, if you look at everything through the team lens and. You know, the common goal is to go win and be as good as we can. And, you know, then obviously everything else takes care of itself. You know, the personal stats, you don't even have to check the stat sheet. You go play to win. You do everything. You do what it takes, you know, to help the team win that day. And you do it again tomorrow. And you look back, you know, in a month and you're like, holy cow, I'm an all-conference player. You know, if you're sitting there with a winning team, that means you got a lot of players having a lot of individual success.
All right, let's look at this week here. And looks like we're going to be heading over to Austin Peay there in Clarksville. And that's going to be a Wednesday game at 6 o'clock. And they're 13-7, and we won a big game against them, what, last week and so forth. But they're a member of the Atlantic 10 Conference. And then we're going to head over to Macomb, Illinois, and take on Western Illinois. So kind of just tell us what's going on with that and how you're going to approach that.
Yeah, you know, Austin Peay is a winning program. They're very talented. You know, we beat those guys a week or so ago at home. One of our three home games so far this season. And, you know, so they're going to be ready for us. You know, we're not going to sneak up on them and, you know, go play them at their home. And I know that's a tough place to play. So, you know, excited. I've not been there, so I'm excited to go there and kind of check their place out. And then, at Western Illinois this weekend, which I don't know if you know this, Gino, Western Illinois is the closest Division I to my hometown. So I'm going to have some family around, and that's...
Out of Iowa?
So, yeah, I'm from Fort Madison, Iowa, right there, Burlington, right on the Mississippi River. So you cross over the river, and Western Illinois is right there.
So you're going to have a big route there.
I hope so. I think so. Yeah. So I got to make sure we play good for the home, all my family and friends from.
So what do we know about Western Illinois?
I know them mostly from the program that was, you know, where I grew up, you know, and they got a new coach a year ago, and they've been very competitive. I think they're off to a solid start, a little better start than they had been, I think, in the previous couple years. And correct me if I'm wrong, they switched over to the OVC recently.
Yes.
Summit League?
About the same time we did.
Okay.
They were already Division I, but they went from the Summit, and they came over to our league, OVC.
Yeah, so I know they're
5-11 right now.
And I know they're purple.
Right.
And I'm not a big purple fan.
Right. Well, good.
Yeah. We don't wear like that. We don't like purple around here.
But you know what? I mean, you know, and here's the thing. I mean, this is the first weekend in OVC play. And even though Western Illinois are 5-11, I mean, it's going to be a grind. And this is what I've seen with our club this year. It seems like it's a grind every game. But you know what? That's what it is. This is D1, and we're 8-11. But every game, it comes to the last at-bat. I mean, we saw it last night where we got the walk-off with, what, Umbach, the Ant, took care of the business for us, right?
Yeah, he did. Big hit at the end. And, you know, like you said, it's everything has to be earned at this level. And so, you know, Western Illinois has a quality win, I think, this past weekend against Illinois State from the Missouri Valley. I think they got a win or two against Murray State, you know, earlier in the year. So, you know, those guys have enough to beat, you know, to beat you with. So we're going to have to be ready when we go in there. Obviously, whenever you start up, you know, conference play, I think there's another level of, you know, probably intensity and focus that come along with that'll be a lot of fun to kick off this weekend.
All right, let's get some W's today.
All right, Gino.
Or this week, I mean, it's Austin Peay and Western Illinois.
Hey, Gino, we don't ever talk about what you got in your refrigerator, you know, and, you know.
No, you don't want to do that. Wait a minute, which one?
Oh, I don't know.
Which one?
Maybe the garage one?
Well, we're not. That's a whole other show there, buddy. All right, we got to get out of here. We got to go to the Stan Gerard show. But, hey, thanks for everybody here. Nikki and Neil Lynn, God bless you guys. Love you. Terry and Sam Steele, all my heroes, and all my wife, and and Nora, and all my granddaughters here. She's saying, what about me? Yeah, she's here.
She wants my seat.
No, she's getting ready to go on vacation. She don't care about nothing. And Jan Cummings, she's here. Where's Mr. Wonderful at? Got to ask about him. Got Ben Griggs out here. Hey, he's got a ring.
Oh, I know.
You got it on?
He didn't bring
it. Of course he doesn't. Come on, man.
He's working.
That's right. That's right. All right, we got to get out of here. I want to thank all of our great guests, Coach Ram, Andres Gonzalez, Patrick McClellan. You guys are awesome. Love you guys. And, of course, a great host here and all the fine sponsors, Evansville Garage Doors, Empire Contractors, AZIP Pizza, Tri-State Roofing, Lawn, Masters of Newburgh, Jerry Rogers, my good buddy out there. All right, stay tuned for the Stan Gerard Show on basketball live from Troney's. This is Gene Rural signing off. Glad to have you tonight, folks. Happy St. Patrick's Day!
You have been listening to Chris Ramirez on baseball on WRVF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and ListenToTheRep.com. Tonight's show has been brought to you by Leroy's Tavern, AZIP Pizza, Empire Contractors, by Lawn Masters of Newburgh, Tri-State Roofing, and by Evansville Garage Door. Listen throughout the season for Chris Ramirez on baseball. Tonight's show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated, NWREF, 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio.